In Art Drysdale Vignette on the topic of foundation plantings. 3, 2, 1. Once it was de rigueur to plant evergreens against the house as a foundation planting. Hi, I'm Art Drysdale. The newer ideas when I return. 3, 2, 1. The old idea behind foundation plantings was really twofold. First, to hide the old ugly block foundation of the home, and second, visually, to tie the abrupt vertical wall of the home to the surrounding landscape. Much of that idea has now been modified. There is still a need to hide ugly foundation walls, but the visual effect, it is now agreed, is better achieved by planting some small to medium-sized evergreens in a bed that extends out from the front of the home. The other change now is the much wider range of plants available for this type of planting. The first great stride was a much better selection of foliage colors. We now have bright yellow evergreen foliage, such as sun-kissed cedars, that hold their color relatively well right through the winter. These contrast well with many green and blue-green junipers. It's important to remember, however, that most of these unusual color evergreens demand a sunny location for at least 6 hours per day. If your planting area in front of your home is shaded for the greater part of the day, there are still a great many plants from which you may choose that tolerate shade. The mainstays are yews, euonymus, and boxwood. Also for shade, check the blue hollies and Oregon grape. The other criteria when designing a planting at the front of your home is growth rate and ultimate size of each plant. Your garden center will be pleased to help you with guidelines for and information about your plants. I'm Art Drysdale.